So I was designated as the last speaker for this conference, and I was moved up. So when I was told, I was very, very happy about it. You know, we're going to talk about this, you know, for the next 30 minutes about ethics. This is mainly going to be geared for the attorneys in the room, but I see that there's a lot of administrators, a lot of board members as well, which I'm glad that, you know, people are finding out about our conference more so than ever. One of the things that I do want to say is, like administrators and school personnel, that you have your ethical guidelines. We also have our ethical guidelines as attorneys, and that could be used for as guidance and sometimes as a sword by some individuals. So today's presentation is going to be geared to remind those of us that have been practicing, like me, 24 years or more, and those new ones in the audience today, about our ethical guidelines, our procedures, our creed, so on and so forth. I want to tell you a funny story. You know, I practiced law alongside a colleague of mine some years ago, and he was talking to a reporter. Talking to a reporter after a board meeting, and the reporter was kind of not too happy with the board's decision that they made about, I believe it was the termination of some individuals. My colleague felt that he was talking to that reporter off on background, and basically told the reporter, well, listen, I give them advice. If they want ethics, they can go see a priest. That ended up to be on the front page of the newspaper. So be very careful with what you say, especially to reporters, right? And also, you know, we got to make sure that what we give advice on is something that we can live with ourselves on a day-to-day basis. So today we're going to cover basically the lawyer's creed, our state bar rules, and our disciplinary professional rules of conduct. This is the creed that we have. It was revised in 2015, and in particular, we have here the new added language in bold for you. But for all of us that are not new to the practice, maybe this would be a good time for all of us to possibly recite it together. So repeat after me. I, state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of this state, that I will honestly demean myself in the practice of law, that I will discharge my duties to my clients to the best of my ability, and that I will conduct myself with integrity and civility in dealing and communicating with court and all parties. So help me God. So that's really our creed. That's what we are, our oath, and what we're supposed to subscribe to. Along the same lines, we have our creed, and this creed that has been put together for us since the 1980s was really in response to Rambo-style litigation tactics, where people were practicing law with war-type tactics, and that was not really what our profession is supposed to be about. It is something that is not enforceable. It's basically more of a guideline for us. It's aspirational, but it really gives us our four systems that we are responsible to: our legal system, our clients, of course, the other lawyers, and the judges that we practiced before. What is mandatory is our professional rules of conduct. And it's very important that we understand that these are the rules that basically are cited when people are either sued for malpractice or taken before the state bar for malpractice. The creed that we have is not something that is used for malpractice decisions by the state bar, but it is important for us to realize that the creed is used or mandatory. If somebody's disbarred, they must subscribe to the creed in order to try to get their license back. So really, the creed and our professional conduct rules go hand in hand. So I'm going to play for you this video. I was the last speaker of the day, so I have three videos in this presentation, hopefully it plays, about zealous advocacy.